in it. I'm fucking this cash, I'm not celibate. I'm packing it out like a reverend. I need all this cash, I got hella keen. I'ma play dumb and get left in the middle. Mad the fuck up, you too little. Hit him with three like a miller. I don't talk to no man in the middle. I don't talk to no man, I'm just kidding. But I did pay my sister tuition. I feel lucky, I should play the lottery. Walking out with it like son enlisted. Mama told me I'm her brightest star. Mama told me don't hate on the law. Because everybody got a job. Because everybody won't be a star. Blocking on bleeding, throwing that rollie on you. I like the way you be breathing.
Pick up the phone, McCullough cooking, baby, I'm alone. I thought I was right, then I had to man up, I was wrong. I hate when we fight, she in love with the pipe. I draped her up in ice, I put my phone on ice. Birds in the trap, sing by McKnight. Percocet and codeine, please don't take my life. She had a dream with Celine, so I bought it twice. Young nigga, make it right back tonight. Girl, you're so cute and your ass is nice. Drinking the phone and I'm shooting dice. Wrist pulling back, Klondike. And I'm loving all races. Hell nah, don't discriminate. Drinking on clean, sanitized. Ostrich sheets with the frog eyes. If I ever call your phone, baby, better believe it's only one time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
And we back. Was that the same song?
We back.
Yo.
We back.
Hi.
And we back.
Hello.
We back.
Was that planned?
Yeah.
Was that just the end of the song?
Yeah.
It sounded a lot different.
Hey, like, Alex, what song was that?
That was Pick Up the Phone by Young Thug, Travis Scott, and Squat.
Travis Squat. You got the booty.
Hey, and before the gorillas, we had I Remember by Luna George. Sorry, Luna.
What gorilla song did we play?
We played on Melancholy Hill. I think we said that, though.
Yeah, we did. Now we said it twice.
Jinx.
Oh, jeez. Oh, it's 10. Shit.
We have a caller. My, whoever could this be?
Who are you?
Hello, please don't swear. Actually, it doesn't really matter. This is Cody Eaton on Yam Session 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. What is your name, caller?
Asthma.
Asthma, nice to meet you.
That's a disease.
Hi, I have a public...
Winslow, you suck!
Oh, okay, sorry. My name sounds like a prep boy, so it's like totally okay.
Hello?
Okay, I have a public service announcement.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do that.
I know what this is.
Bees are dying at an alarming rate.
That's true. True.
Actually, yeah.
That's poor true.
Bees. Have you noticed that, like, I don't see any bees anymore? Like, just walking around my yard, I used to step on them all the time, which sucked, but I would much rather have that happen.
Do you miss that?
Honestly, at this
you're
point,
part
yeah.
of the problem.
Hey, I mean...
Did you just, like, step on all of them until they died?
I didn't mean to. It was in a purpose... activity. I was just walking around and sometimes they're on a flower where my little toddler foot.
Yeah, why do you step on flowers?
Not like flowers, like dandelions. Okay, I don't want
to. Are dandelions okay?
Yeah.
They're weeds.
Yeah, they're flowers.
Right.
They have petals in the center that has pollen.
So do bikes.
Well, what are you. Bikes?
They have petals.
Oh,
Stop, dude.
Oh, that was good. Asthma, was that good?
Yeah, that was good.
Thanks
Thank
for that
you.
PSA,
all right, great.
Peace be with the bees.
What?
Okay.
Spread the word to end the word.
That's not the same thing, but I appreciate where you're going with this.
She's just riffing right now.
That was all I had to say.
Okay.
Thanks, Asma.
Thanks for calling in.
Word, dude.
Word, dude. Yeah.
Word.
So, hey.
Hi.
Yeah. My brother's actually working on these things right now. Isn't that cool? He's slaving away.
Is he saving the bees?
Listening. But shout-outs to Eden, who is fighting the good fight for those bees out there, because they need it. Have you seen Bee Movie? They don't have a representation.
How does everything lead back to Jerry Seinfeld in my life?
Honestly, I think you just have, like, an intertwined galactic storyline.
I think you guys are star-crossed lovers.
That'd be nice.
I would like that. Okay, cool. So, from our still anonymous, non-speaking, very mysterious...
We actually said her name earlier.
Person named Justina.
Oh, she just was on the
radio.
Did
she talk?
Yeah, inadvertently. She was on the radio
by
accident. You already said three, so you could just keep going from here and it wouldn't... Okay, never mind.
She will not speak words. She's going to make you guys hold out.
But hey... Let the world know that Justina Caterino was on the radio.
That happened. That officially happened. And she's actually taking control of this studio right now. I'm not even behind the board. This is all Justina. She's very familiar with being a DJ. I don't know why. It's kind of strange.
I think
WMCK!
Woo! I think she's secretly Dead Mouse, but we'll get into that later.
Oh.
Joelle.
Cool. Nice. Yeah, Justina, Joelle is just keep the J constant. Okay. Yeah, anyways, so apparently I'm being told that we are playing Knee Socks by Arctic Monkeys. So I guess that's what Justina's going to put on right now. So,
do it, Justina.
She's taking over.
Do it, Justina.
She's taking over. Here we go.
Dude, this is the worst thing you could have said.
Okay, I don't know what the end was, but that was brand new Two Door Cinema Club. That was Are We Ready, their
Beats
first
one exclusive.
Wait, are you saying it's brand new Two Door Cinema Club or the band brand new with Two Door Cinema Club?
It was a brand new Two Door Cinema Club song. We have a caller.
Another.
Who are you?
You're on the air with Yam Session 91.5 WMFO. Who are you?
I am Jack.
Hey, Jack!
Hey!
What is good, Jack?
Yo.
Jack. What's up, Jack?
Yo.
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 What's good, dude?
I'm doing good.
Yo, I'm about to see Chami in like 3 days for you.
Word.
Oh, I've made my decision that I'm going to Porter, Jack. So.
Good. Go see Porter.
Yeah. Spitfire, right?
Yeah, I can't wait to see Spitfire, dude. That's all I care about.
Yeah. Yeah,
I really did not like Worlds at all.
What?
Sorry, that was a joke.
Yeah, just jokes.
I was being silly.
You're That's silly.
Wins is a silly guy. Hey, Jack, you want to come on the show next week?
Sure. Yeah.
Cool.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Next week. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
Cool. Cool.
It's gonna be fun right after Firefly.
Oh. What do you make of our show? Has it been mildly entertaining?
I just tuned in, so I listened to like the last half of that last song, and then I decided to call.
Thoughts on the new Two Door? Was it good? I liked it. Yeah? Good. We're going to see them in 2 days. Ah!
Harborloop, baby. Can't wait.
Fiesta Sunday.
Fiesta Sunday.
All right. On a scale of 1 to so ready, how ready are you for Fiesta?
So.
For what?
I'm already.
Oh, sorry. That was directed.
You're not talking to me. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jack. It's a Gloucester thing for all the Italian and Portuguese people. Jacina and Alex know what's up. Winslow and I don't.
I'm like, nah,
we're kind of excluded. They don't even let us go. It's rough.
We have wristbands that say we can't.
I sense a request, Jack.
A request?
Something hot, super hard, I bet.
Super hot fire.
Yeah. Sorry, Winslow's a little silly sometimes.
What? No. Okay.
Tala Ice Tea.
Jack, you still there?
Hello, yeah, Jack.
I'm still here.
Jack, what can we play for you?
What can you play for me? Have you guys heard any new Bass Nectar?
Dope, dude.
Oh, yes. Oh boy.
I want to. I actually really want to hear it. I saw videos from Mystery Land and it looked pretty sick.
Play Level Up.
Level Up.
Level Up!
Dude, Bass Nectar's got like the sickest shows.
Yeah, shout outs to Bass Nectar for doing this forever and still being pretty amazing at it. So good for him.
He's been around.
Oh yeah. He's an old dude.
He's kinda cut his teeth, as they say, right?
45, no?
He's got some long hair, dude.
Yeah, he must be pretty old then.
You know how
I'm just describing him.
When you get older you don't cut your hair just grows forever.
Yeah.
Then, you just didn't get old. Your hair just grew and you couldn't cut it.
Najee Houston was just a really, really old man. That's all. When he cut his whole, they're like down long. Hey, he's just a young person with long hair. That I have, okay.
I don't care.
All right. Hey, Jack. So we're gonna play Level Up for you. Does that sound like a good deal?
That does sound like a good deal. Yeah.
That sounds like a great deal. All right. We're gonna keep on being silly and we're gonna play some tunes. This one's for you, Jack. We have Level Up. All right.
Word. See you guys.
Later, man.
Bye, Jack.
I was trying to tell you.
Yeah.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, so that was Disclosure with Like I Do. That track was released today off of their new EP, which I don't know the name of.
Is it EP out or just that song?
Three songs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And they're going, I don't know, they're going a little mellowish, but it's fun. It's fun to kick around to.
They could be like in Dover like in the next few days. I'm not sure, but they might be.
Sure.
Those two.
I mean, we could
dudes.
All be in Dover.
Those two dudes.
Theoretically, we all have the possibility to travel to Delaware.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey. I think I'm going to propose a little later. I don't know if it's time yet, but...
Who?
I'm putting the pressure
on you guys. Is Julia Bercy coming?
No. Okay. Shout out to Julia Bercy. I don't think you're listening, but... Shout out to
That's you. His lover, in case you didn't know, just for context.
Whoa, okay. So, hey, I'm going to propose that each DJ here has to go on a mini rant.
Mini
by
rant.
By the end of the show. It can be out at any time.
I think Alex is itching to go.
No, I don't want to do that.
At all? You don't want to get anything off of your mind at all?
There might be like one thing.
Okay, so we'll have to stay tuned for that.
That's one enough.
It's just a thing that a lot of people probably...
Do you want to get into it now? I feel like you do.
I just want to get it out of the way. Just something that's been bothering me recently that a few other people have found this to bother
them too. We are here for you. Speak, brother.
It's nothing that bad, but like... Just when you're having a conversation with a bunch of people and... You say something that might be like kind of funny or creative, and someone says, "Are you high or are you drunk?" That bothers me a lot. It's like, why can't I just be funny or creative without
Can we give drugs. Like can we give more context? Can we have like a mock conversation?
Okay.
Okay, Alex says something funny. I say, Alex, are you high? That's how it
Wow. And then I would just be like, wow, dude, like, why? I can't be funny if I'm not under the influence. And it's like, bro, like.
It's like, yes, I'm high.
Like, just because you're not funny or creative doesn't mean I can't be. Like,
I mean, I am, but that's besides the point.
Like, I don't know.
Okay,
like,
but does it feel better now to get that out?
Kind of. Just
airs? Listeners, if you empathize with DJ AMAC,
like, you might
call
not even
in.
Find it, like, funny or creative, but, like, don't ask me if it's, like, if I'm under the influence, because I'm just being myself, so.
Even if you are under the influence, just, like, don't even risk it.
Even if, I'm yeah. still going to be probably the same person I am, because that's who I am.
You are who you are.
Kesha, shout out to
shout out.
To quote a very inspirational leader that graced this campus just 2 years ago.
Whoa. Yeah. Where were you?
Not enrolled.
That's too
unfortunately.
Bad.
Unfortunately. I should have skipped the year so I could see that.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Shout out to Kesha. She's had a hard couple years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah. Fuck Sony.
Good for her.
Yeah. Okay. So we're playing more music.
Okay, so
I guess.
Someone has to go on a rant though, like
oh yeah, no, we're
like,
all gonna
I just ranted kinda. No, I'm
that was very
that was such a soft rant.
Yeah, that was a
pretty soft rant.
That's just the only thing I have to complain. Actually, there's so many things I could complain about. Just people on Twitter, like
man, you should just take a week off on Twitter.
I could just read go through my Twitter feed. Like this should be a television show where I just like go on my Twitter and people just listen to me like go off about how much I hate people on Twitter.
Yo, actually, I have a rant right now.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm not sure if I actually talked to him in my life, but honestly, fuck Cody Harwood.
Dude, names.
What? Oops.
That's a code name for someone else.
Yeah, that's my alter ego there. Anyways, so there's this kid.
Can you say his name on this?
I can do that.
What if he's just listening right now? Damn it.
Anyways, so there's all that talk about that girl that was valedictorian of her class. She's going to Yale, you know, 17 AP classes. Hold up. And she admitted that she was an undocumented immigrant. And what he said,
I got
admit
it.
She was proud of it, and you should be like proud.
Yeah,
of it.
This
you can
is
call
not
all
like
that off like
yeah
with also being
against the odds.
Okay, so he
this
pulled
is a tweet.
He pulled up the article and he quote tweeted it and said, "Have fun with those cords and medals and being valedictorian in Mexico, you idiot, crying laughing face twice."
Okay, so anyways, that girl is much more successful than he will be than I will ever be. She's honestly killing it. I don't think exactly her choice to just like, oh yeah, I'll just like be undocumented. That'll be fun. Like, no, if you move here when you're young with your parents to achieve, you know, the American dream and whatnot.
You know
whatnot.
What, Mom? Let's not be documented citizens
yeah.
instead.
Oh, and wouldn't it be great it's if there's just like a legal pathway to citizenship? Oh, wait, Congress fucked that one up. So there's not really much you can do. What, you can send her back to Mexico? She's lived her whole life here. She's like clearly, you know, done more than enough to be a U.S.
here.
Citizen.
Yeah, yeah.
How many people can even pass the citizenship test? Probably like 1% of Fox News staff. Like I'm over it. Like we need a legal path to citizenship for these people. I spoke with Jose Antonio Vargas. He always says, they're like, why don't you just get legal? There's no way. So I mean, before you talk about immigrants as, you know, rapists and like people that are just ripping off the United States, they have a net impact of $800 billion on the U.S. economy. We profit off of their backbreaking labor. Like, great job. Guess who hires them? American people. So, honestly, yeah.
Hey, I actually want to add something. I like how he said, have fun being a valedictorian in Mexico, as if there weren't any high schools or valedictorians in Mexico. So that means nothing, apparently.
Honestly, I think valedictorian in Mexico is still better than like whatever he was here. So.
Oh, this is
someone
getting
get
too
this
heated
on
up
here.
Right here. Okay.
All right, we'll play some more music.
I think the
should
only
we send
thing
this
you can
the link to this
the only thing
podcast?
You can play right now is like back to back or I don't know.
There's
like three songs.
Well, your rant should be over back-to-back to beat. Can you do that?
Over? maybe. I need to think of a good rant. I'm going to save it for...
Just get it like 5 or 6 bars and then we can let it go. Let It Go.
Are you just asking me to rap?
That'd be pretty cool.
I think
the back-to-back beat is really easy to rap over, I feel like.
Oh, is it?
It's just like...
Let's see it.
That, like... That's all you have to do, guys.
Okay, I'll do that. What was it?
It's like three things and then and then like...
Oh, you
three more things and then like,
didn't someone count the amount of times Drake said yeah on views?
Yeah,
dude,
yeah,
they dude, put it all in the video. Time,
yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah,
every
yeah.
time he goes in for a verse, he goes yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's like affirmative. Yeah. We are doing this.
It's
verse.
Like Kyle who uses "All right, look" every.
I look ever since.
That's fair.
I'll probably play that song, but anyway.
That'd be my thing. I'd be like, "That's fair." Before I went in on it,
that's fair.
I'm thinking if I just like went on that rant like in person to someone, and I'm just like walking away, I think I'd really want this song to play. So we're gonna play it.
Is it Sound Clash?
Nah.
Fucking Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
Da-da-da-da-da. You know I'm mobbing with the D-R-E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know who's back up in this motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker. So blaze the weed up then. Blaze that shit up, nigga. Yeah. Stop, Snoop.
Top dog. Buy them all. Nigga burn this shit up. DPGC, my nigga, turn that shit up. CPT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Thug niggas, drug dealers, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slip my hoe with 44 when she got in the back door. Bitches looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker just to swing in my hair. Bitch, quit talking, walk if you down with the sick. Take a bullet with some dick and take this dope on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, bitch, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be relieving your stress.
It's the motherfucking D-R-E.
Dr. Dre, motherfucker.
You know I'm mobbing with the D-O-double-G. Straight off the fucking streets of CBT. King up the beach, you ride to him in your fleet.
Whoop,
the field rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop, nigga, what? Dre and Snoop chronic down in the lag. With Doc in the back, sipping on yak.
Yeah.
Clipping the strap, dipping through hoods.
What hood?
Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central, out to the west side. This California love, this California bug. Got a nigga gang of pub. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on, and my team strong. Get my drink on, and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke on.
What's up, bitch?
Locust on for the 2-0-0. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Hold up.
Hey, for my niggas who be thinking we soft, we don't play. We gon' rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up. Hey, for my niggas who be acting too bold, take a seat.
Double OT. Saucin' on you. I'm swaggin', oh. I'm ballin', I've a song on you. Watch out, yeah. I smash out, yeah. I'm spendin' on my fucking pay. Some braids and I got me some hoes. Started rocking the sleeve, I can't bond with no jaws. You know how I do it, can close on my toes.
This shit is hard.
Ooh. I ain't rich yet, but you know I ain't broke. So if I see it, I like it by that from the start. I'm with some white girls and I love them, they're coca. Like they OT. Double OT, like I'm KD, smoking OG. And you know me, and my 2-3s, and my gold teeth. Bet you're smiling, bet you see me from the nosebleed. I'm the new 3, and I change out to my new D's. night I was sung. When I started balling, I was young. You gon' think about me when I'm gone. I need that money like the ring I never won. I want saucing, saucing, I'm saucing on you. I'm swagging, I'm swagging, I'm swagging on you. I'm balling, I have a song on you. Watch out, oh watch out, oh watch out, yeah. I smash out, I smash out, I smash out, yeah. Commas in my head, man. Slumped over like a dead man. Red and black, but my bread, man. I'm the answer, never question. Lace up, learn a lesson. Bitch, I'm saucin', I do this often. Don't do no talking. My options, right when I walk in. Jump on them Jordans, I'm ballin'. Money jumpin', like I'm Davis from New Orleans. Oh, bitch, I'm hardin', I don't miss nothing. For practice, this shit just happens. No, y'all can't stand it. I have it, I never pass it. I wear my magic, high average. Ball on these bastards, it makes me happy. It's tragic, I make it happen. And all y'all shacked in. White Iver song. When I started ballin', I was young. You gon' think about me when I'm gone. I need that money like the ring I never won. I want saucin', saucin', I'm saucin' on you. I'm swaggin', I'm swaggin', I'm swaggin' on you. I'm ballin', I have a song on you. Watch out, oh watch out, oh watch out, yeah. Yeah, smash out, I smash out, I smash out, yeah. Spending on my fucking pay.
And we're back.
We back. Sorry.
Can anyone hear themselves? Oh, okay, there it is. Nice. Cool. Anyways, so that was first Dr. Dre with the next episode.
And then that's very abruptly
What do you mean? Do you mean very smoothly transitioned into White Iverson by Post Malone?
He is White Iverson everywhere, Cody.
It's all
you roped everywhere.
This is all over the entire studio.
Hashtag
rope
gang. Hashtag... Boys.
Hashtag rat gang, more like it.
Stop that.
Rat gang, rat gang.
More like roach gang, am I right, boys?
Okay.
Easy there.
Don't get branded.
What?
I'll try to
Hey, I think it's time to enter Winslow's Rant Corner.
It's not.
Oh, what?
Shout out to Autumn Zoo Bricky, what up?
Hey.
That was like probably the most like emotional like, Snapchat I've gotten. Okay, now it's your time.
Well, now that I'm crying, it's going to make it much harder because of that emotional Snapchat. But
just like she showed a lot of emotion is what I...
Hey, I want to just... quick PSA.
is this a public service now?
I just think that... Okay, if you...
I do this all the time.
I have a problem with people making judgments about other people's musical tastes.
Me.
When they don't have a lot of evidence to back up their claims. Let me give you a very specific example. I was on the bus driving probably through the worst place I could be for this issue, Seattle, because there's just way too many hipsters there.
Were you Macklemore?
I feel like
he made a song about that.
Dude, Macklemore probably sucks. I bet you didn't even listen to anything before the heist. I can tell you didn't.
Okay, basically I was on the bus in Seattle and I was minding my own business and then there's two guys younger than me. That's not important, but I just don't like them. But anyway, they were talking to each other. They were very into experimental music from what I could gather, which is good for them if that's what their thing is, and like cool if it works for them. And they were talking, and they were talking about this girl. They were talking about a specific group called Death Grips, which
Shout out Death Grips.
Which
I like
is
them
really
a lot.
Out there. It's like really it's really crazy music that
they're sick.
Yeah, okay. I'm not too into them, but like if it works for you, that's totally fine. Anyway, they were talking about this musical group, and they started talking about their friends, or maybe not friends, but people they knew just because. And I heard one of them say, "Oh, she says she likes Death Grips. I bet she only knows number one popular song. I don't know what it's called at all, but like, I bet she only knows that one song." And I think I have kind of a problem with that. If you just generalize someone just because of what you think they are, like if you don't know actually know that much about them. I'm guessing she didn't say, "Oh, I love this song and only this song by Death Grips." I bet she has a little. I don't know. I don't know the person. I don't know any of the people involved. But I have a problem with making that kind of.
The situations vary, but most of the time the person talking is an asshole like myself. But I'm not actually calling myself an asshole, but I just get overly passionate about some things and then say judgmental things about people's music taste. So,
but we're all friends
here.
Hey,
everybody, love everybody. If you want to listen to any type of music that works for you, do it. I don't care.
Music isn't a competition.
Yeah.
Everyone has different ears.
Yeah, exactly. Anyone can like something. Just because you like it and someone else like it.
Doesn't
make it.
It's mine!
Yeah. Yeah, that's just the whole hipster rationale, I guess, that we're going after. But
thank you, Winslow.
Yeah,
that was a great piece.
It was good to get that off my chest.
Shout out to my boy Will Edmonds out in Vancouver. Once again, we are an international show. We reach across borders all the way to Canada.
2-0 sickness.
So you know it's whatever.
Far, dude.
And what do you know? John Whitmore is listening in.
Of course.
Thanks, John.
He referred to us as goons, which I'm. Very Goon happy squad. To take you know as an affectionate term.
Okay.
Thank you, Goon John. Squad. And yeah, we're just gonna keep serving them up. We have another PSA because we are an educational radio station. DJ Justina, what do we got?
Oh, we just went after hipsters and now we're gonna go after vegans. I'm really excited.
No, we're not going after them. We're supporting them actually.
I can't hear myself.
I was like, wow, we're just taking.
Okay, well, I can hear you. You sound great.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Not Justina.
Okay. Great.
Hi. Isn't it? I know. I was told to go on a rant, and it's not really a rant. Well, I don't know. So there was some girl in my class the other day, and she was like, I don't really know how the conversation came up, but she was basically like, oh, recycling and going is like going vegan. It's not really good for the environment because, you know, the paper's already there. And I'm like, okay, yeah, right. Because vegan, it's like being vegan like isn't going to help all of those poor cows and shit. So, I don't know. That just, like, made me mad. But, I don't know. I was
and did you roundhouse kick her?
No, I just kind of gave her a really dirty look. And
that's
then,
good.
The equivalent of a roundhouse kick.
Honestly, I'd probably prefer
that. Honestly, the
that.
Whole classroom just went, like, dead silent. And she was just like, mm-hmm. Like, she was so proud of that statement. And I was like, you're so uneducated. Like, you're voting for Trump, I can tell. And then, yeah.
Mini rant inserted there. I like it. I like it. Fuck Trump, 2K16. Yep.
True. Literally. Okay.
At Mike Monroe.
Speaking of veganism, because going vegan is actually good for the environment, what some people don't believe because they just want to eat meat, but it's fine. But anyways, going vegetarian is just as good because, you know, we all like cheese, so yay. So, PSA, order your free vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org! Funny looking picture with some happy looking people. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? Surprising, I know. That's right, going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too. Oh, no.
We're your hype. We hype you.
Oh, no.
Keep going.
And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. I need this. Is this
it's
real?
It's free!
Is this real? How old is this? Okay, anyways. So, what do you say? Just Google free, quote, this is in quotes, free vegetarian starter kit, end quote, and go to the PETA website link, then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of the PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or via the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It is everything from recipes and tips on eating out to the health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from the people for the ethical treatment of animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion-loving friends here at WMFO. Goodbye.
Only those specific vegetables?
Honestly, I thought we were about to...
Wait, I'm sorry. Can we do another
zucchini?
Rant?
Yeah.
Can we do another rant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
My nutrition teacher continuously said tomato is a vegetable.
Come on.
Tomato is not a vegetable.
I stand right on the fence with this argument.
Tomato is a fruit.
I don't have an opinion at all.
Oh, I thought you were very torn.
He should know well, the difference between a fruit and a vegetable.
Equal in that sense, but yeah.
No, it's a fruit. It has seeds.
Tottering.
Yeah, I don't care enough.
You're under the fence.
Sure.
Yeah,
that works. Nowhere near me.
Is it exactly 10 feet away from you?
Care.
That's probably an optimal distance.
When lit and also not lit. It's
yeah, that's a good idea. Also, something I'd like to bring to everyone's attention. So we played Knee Socks by the Arctic Monkeys a little while back. And, you know, usually our software just automatically inputs the label. And according to this Spinitron software, the label on which AM, the Arctic Monkeys song, I mean, album featuring the song Knee Socks was on, was Drake Cash Money.
Nice.
You didn't hear about that big Arctic Monkeys transaction?
No,
that,
I heard nothing
Drake
about it.
Acquired them for like, it was a straight up trade, Arctic Monkeys for the Killers. Just perfect.
That's
not
wild.
Fair. That's not fair.
Yeah. Hey, so it's 10:50. We don't have much time left. Winslow, what do you want to hear?
That was on spot.
On the spot.
Activity.
Tell me.
Okay. So, we're going to listen to... I still haven't really figured it out in my head. Hey, let's listen to... Cody, can you play me some Kanye West?
I can play you some Kanye West.
I'd like to hear Father Stretch My Hands Part 2. Actually, no. Famous.
Famous?
Let's play Famous by Kanye
West.
You
want Famous.
This was off the album Life of Pablo. Possibly the album of the year. We aren't quite sure yet because the year is not over. But very good album that... Hey,
it's hard to
if you're like Andrew Grammis and have just started listening to it because... I don't know.
He loves it.
Yeah. And he greatest like decision of his life to just pick it up. So, hey, pick that album up if you haven't listened to it, but I'm sure that you have because you're probably a person.
All right. If you're a person or not, you're going to listen to this. Here we go.
To be free, I just wanted you to know.
Swiss Tony, let the beat rock. Southside niggas that know me best. I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that bitch famous.
Goddamn.
I made that bitch famous. For all the girls that got dick from Kanye West. If you see him in the streets, give him Kanye's best. Why? They mad they ain't famous.
Goddamn.
They mad they still nameless.
Chuck that chalk, man.
A man in the store trying to try his best. But he just can't seem to get Kanye fresh. But we still hood famous.
Goddamn.
Yeah, we still hood famous.
I just wanted you to know I've loved you better than your own candy. From the very start, I don't blame you much for wanting to be free.
Wake up, Mr. West.
I just wanted you to know.
I be Puerto Rican Day Parade floating. That Benz Marina Del Rey coasting. She be Puerto Rican Day Parade waving. Last month I helped her with the car payment. Young and we alive. We never gonna die.
Hello. Hello?
We're here. We are here. Hello? Houston.
This is Malachi.
I know it's Malachi. I knew it was Malachi.
Hey.
It's got to be Malachi.
Hey.
Hey. So you are still leading the league by far in numbers of times called into this show. I just want you to know, we're going to actually have like a banquet for the winner at the end YAM sessions.
Can
I get a participation award?
Wow.
Yes.
You can still get the prize if you just call in like twice.
Alex, no one can hear you.
I said stuff, so.
Alex said stuff. All right, so Malachi, what are you up to?
I have donuts.
Donuts?
Your donut.
The Massachusetts Boys State.
Oh, shit. Program. What up? Yeah. Wow. Are you teaching them cool stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like collusion and how to be a price taker?
Listen, indifference curves are all we're talking about.
Are
now.
They just off the charts there?
Off the charts.
Off the charts.
On the indifference curve.
Okay, I follow.
Hey, shout outs to Cody and Malachi, who have been friends since I visited in September. So good for you guys.
I can't.
We made it.
Thanks.
he said, shout out to Cody and Malachi, who have been friends since Winslow last visited in September.
Did I even meet Malachi in September?
No, you and Malachi did not meet. I'm always like, Alex. And he's like, who is that?
True. Yeah, we have to
meet him.
Yo, radio next week. Jack's coming.
Yes, we did. We met Malachi.
I don't know.
Yeah, of course.
Word.
Do it.
No, we didn't.
Do it.
Oh, Cody, one more thing.
I'm ready.
I saw Rubane.
What?
Yeah, last week.
What? Was he talking about gentrification and how we need to save Somerville and Roxbury?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we got to do that. Class matters. Does it matter?
Yeah. Oh, dude, it matters.
It matters. It honestly matters.
It matters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
I don't want to keep from your Flume track, so I'll let you get back to Flume.
Oh, we're actually playing some Kanye. We haven't even played Flume yet today. It's weird.
What?
Kind of wild.
Wait, how long is this show for?
It's been since like 9:40.
And you're going until 11?
Yep. We got 5 minutes left.
Hey. All right.
Yeah, tell all your Boys State participants to tune into YAM Session 9 to 11 p.m. Tuesday nights, 91.5 WMFO. Oh, yeah. That's us.
Prepare for a spike in your ratings.
I'm honestly I'm really ready. I've been waiting for a while for that.
Anytime
actually.
Now.
Okay.
They're logging into their computers now.
That would be good. Okay. Thank you. All
right.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Are we going to get famous again?
Ah! Okay, disappeared.
Hey,
we're famous still. Okay. We can talk over famous. Would you like that?
No. Woke up and felt the vibe. No matter how hard they try, we never gonna die.
I just wanted you to know.